Welcome to the Unstoppable Success Podcast, where we spotlight visionary leaders who have mastered the art of growth, purpose, and powerful connections. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, connector, high performance coach, and creator of the Leap to Your Success framework and Two Steps to Yes. Each week, we dive into bold insights, real conversations, and powerful strategies to fuel your growth, deepen your relationships, and ignite transformational momentum. And why? Because you were meant to be unstoppable. Now, let's leap into the podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another amazing episode of Unstoppable Success. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger. And as you know, on this podcast, we hear from amazing leaders and professionals out in the world who actually help us find out how they have had unstoppable success, and they share their tips and insights so that you can have unstoppable success. And today, I am going to tell you, I have a phenomenal guest. Her name is Rosie Zielinskis, and she is a career empowerment expert. She's a keynote speaker and the founder of No Woman Left Behind, with over 30 years of corporate leadership experience. Rosie now helps professional women rise with confidence and clarity. She's a certified high-performance career coach. She's the host of No Woman Left Behind podcast and the creator of the Custom Career Roadmap, a transformative coaching program that blends AI tools with executive-level strategy. And she has a signature talk, Unlock the Leader Within. I love that because, as you know, I always talk about being the CEO of ourselves. And Rosie equips women to stop sabotaging their success and start campaigning for their careers. Her mission: close the advancement gap and amplify women's voices in leadership. I love it. So welcome, Rosie. All right. So a couple things. In the corporate world, like how many times have you seen that woman who probably has all of the goods but doesn't know how to use them? I feel like I'm just speaking from, like, you know, Legally Blonde.
Well, Jacqueline, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be talking to you. I know that you've had some incredible guests, so I am happy to be part of that list now. But yes, I have seen so many women hold themselves back over and over and over. And like you mentioned, they're doing the hard work. They have the skills, they have the knowledge, but one common thread that I have seen over and over is that they can't articulate how they use their skills and their knowledge to make an impact in the organization. And if you're not able to connect those two dots, that's when you're passed over for promotions and raises.
You know, you said that word articulate, you know, there, and I want to say, how do you articulate what they can do with, compare that to being boastful?
Well, being boastful is just saying, you know, well, I did this great project. Articulating means taking all of your accomplishments and being able to put some kind of metric or way that you're making an impact to your team, your organization, and being able to easily explain that to people. So a lot of times when women are wanting to talk to their manager about getting a raise or applying for a promotion or a job, one of the things that we work on is their story vault. So taking all of those accomplishments and being able to break them down into what was the problem, the action, and the solution, and easily being able to showcase each of those accomplishments with an impact so that they're able to, and it's also, how are they helping solve problems through their knowledge and skills in their organization? So when you're constantly telling your manager, you know what, I can help you solve this problem, or let me take that off your plate, that's when you become really valuable. And articulating is very different than being boastful. Boastful is you're just showing off. But articulating is you're making, again, those that connection of your skills, your knowledge, and your value to the impact in the organization, and then solving problems for your manager and the company.
And I love that. And the reason I was asking that question was because I think so many times people think that they're the same,
Right.
and they're not. And you need to promote yourself and share your wins, not just with your friends and family and members at home, but create that excitement. Like if you did something that was super ex that you're super proud of, like share that with the upper management. Like I am so psyched up that we and I was part of blah, or that I helped do this. Like it's not being boastful, but it's promoting yourself. And I think that's why I want to, because I was like, oh my, like, because you said like articulating, and it's like, and it's a, it's it is it's sharing and sharing what we have done and
And
not to be ashamed of it.
yes, and another part of that is a second piece to that. Once you know what you're going to share, is the second piece of that is crafting your script. Like, what words are you going to use? How are you going to present it? And it's one of those things that the more you're able to learn about who you are and what value you bring, because a lot of times, like, women get stuck, like, well, I don't know what I do. I don't know how I contribute. And that's where the gaps are. And those are the gaps that I help fill.
Right. I love that. I really love that. So, kind of going back, you spent time in corporate. What made you make that transition?
Well, okay, so I was in corporate. I was the executive vice president for learning and development. And to your point, we onboarded a lot of college graduates as new hires, so full-time new hires. And it was for 5 years in a row, I saw that the very first day of class, it was the young men that were asking and answering questions first, and the young women were either shy or didn't ask anything or waited. And the first time that I noticed, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But the second time, I'm like, oh no. So I started pulling the young women aside and talking to them about being able to talk about, first of all, ask and answer a question. If you have a question, ask the question. If you need to clarify something, but it's, I know you've talked about this like a million times, but we have been taught to just be quiet and look pretty and follow directions. And it is, I think now is such an exciting time in history because a lot of women like you and me and all the people that we interview, I feel like we're all kind of pushing together collectively to teach young girls, young women, because one of the things that I've discovered is that confidence peaks at age 9. And so when you don't work on confidence throughout your whole life, and parents have a lot to do with that, then by the time we just expect our young women to be able to walk into the corporate world and be able to speak up for themselves. And so that's one of the reasons why when I was in the corporate world, I started my podcast. Actually, I started volunteering first. I went to Dress for Success, which is an organization that helps women like kind of transition in life. And then I started doing some volunteer coaching. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is really something that is needed for women, especially, I mean, in all businesses, but especially in the corporate world, because you're just a number, and sometimes there's such large organizations that you have. And so 2 years ago, and I was actually kind of putting it out there into the universe to, be laid off. And I was laid off 2 years ago, and it was the perfect time. I had already been doing, my side hustle for like 3 years, and I'm like, okay, it's time now to go full time. But I am so passionate about helping women discover their worth and their value. And I know one of the episodes, I think it was a Ted Lasso episode, or they were
Marty
talking about
and
core values. And they were talking about core values. And it's like, that is, they are spot on. Because if you don't know what you believe in and what you want for yourself, How are you going to be able to explain that to anybody else? And that's where, that word articulating and being able to connect the dots, that's where I come in, because a lot of times women don't know how to craft their script to be able to present, their value.
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up about your values, because I think listeners, I think this is, man, woman, you need to know this. You need to know your core values that matter so much to you, and that you have to align it with the company and the corporation that you are working with. And vice versa. Like if you're on the hiring side, the people that you're bringing on need to embody the core values that you have for yourself and your company. And the core, and I've said this before too, but the core values that you have for you should not be dramatically different than the core values that you have for your company. And vice versa. Like if you're working someplace, it should not be very different from your, because when it does, then you're doing this, you're butting, right? So I'm so glad that you brought that up. So if you don't know your core values, women, men, connect so that we can help you with those core values, right? Because it's so important. It actually, it's one of those things that I almost wish that they taught in college, like know your core values, right? So,
Totally agree.
when we have that, and as you're working with, and when you're working with women, and you notice that they ha haven't, maybe they don't, maybe you work with them on their core values, but how do you help them, maintain that confidence, right? Because, what's coming to my mind is like, it's like the, and I tell my daughter this all the time, and women, if you're listening to this, stop saying this word, stop saying sorry. But how, right? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, you're not. You didn't do anything. How do you help them maintain that confidence?
Well, okay, so first of all, we have to build the confidence, right? So before we're able to maintain, we always have to build it. And so with the custom career roadmap that I had, that you had mentioned in my intro, it is a series of tactical steps. So yes, it's the resume and the LinkedIn, those pieces, but it's that story vault, and it's that crafting your script and being able to showcase your value to other people the way we've talked about. But it is understanding your core values and having your quote unquote the old elevator speech, but in a way that you show how you help the organization. And the more you work on all of those, and there's a lot more steps to that, but the more you're able to work on one piece of that puzzle at a time, the more you gain confidence. So I was telling them it's like a parallel, because women have come to me and they're like, "Rosie, please help me gain confidence so that I can advocate for myself." I'm like, "Well, it's not either or. Like, I will help you prepare. And as we're preparing, you're gaining confidence." So it's a parallel. And once you have that knowing, then that confidence just innately stays with you, because now you know that the way you gain confidence is by knowing yourself, understanding yourself, and how you can explain that impact. So when you are able to understand that preparation is key, in real estate, they always say location, location, location. In career development, I always say preparation, preparation, preparation. And the more you prepare, the more you are able to gain that confidence. And that's when you don't, you're not as shy to be visible, to go out and do a training, to do a conversation, to do networking or whatever. So it's just one of those things that it's a journey. Like you and I, we're entrepreneurs, and I'm on the board of National Speakers Association, and we're launching a speakers academy. And so I started my speaking journey in 2019. So I was actually in the academy in 2019. And now that new oncoming students are coming in and I'm the dean, I'm like, I wish I could just transfer all the knowledge from my head to your head, because it would be so much easier. But The fact of the matter is that you have to go through your own journey. And even, and you will know this as an entrepreneur, you cannot laminate anything because we evolve, we grow, we understand more about our knowledge, our expertise, our craft. So you're constantly evolving and growing. And women in the corporate world have to discover their own journey. They have to discover how they can make an impact and understand themselves. So I mean, I could go on and on and on, Jacqueline.
No, but it's so it's really important. I think something that as they work in parallel together, because it's true, to advocate for yourself and to gain confidence, or gain confidence to advocate for yourself, and part of all of that also comes with knowing and finding your voice,
Yes.
right? You have to know your voice. And the person who speaks like this, what did you say? Like,
Yeah.
no, like I, right. And if, and listeners, if you couldn't hear what I was saying, I, because you couldn't, because I was whispering, kind of, like, because I had, like, if you don't have, not that you have to have like a super powerful voice, but you do need to speak up. You do need to use your voice. And I think that's like, as you're talking, like, that's also one of the things that, confidence, advocate, and know your voice.
Absolutely. And just another little thing that I always like to bring up, Jacqueline, which is so easy and simple, is just having that strong, confident handshake. I think it's always so interesting to me. Yes, like the dead fish. I just went to a networking event, and this is a networking event of all CEOs or owners of their own business. And you know how many handshakes I shook, both men and women, by the way, that it's kind of like the dead fish, or you can barely, like, they barely give you like the tips of the fingers. And I always, when my kids were growing up, and I actually have to go back. When I was in high school, I did this manpower kind of course or event or whatever, I don't even remember. And they taught us how to shake hands. And so ever since then, I always have a strong, confident handshake. And that right there exudes so much confidence transference, because what that tells me is that you're not confident enough to shake somebody's hand with a firm, comfortable handshake for 2 seconds. And that says a lot about yourself. So the way that you just said, that meek voice, it's the little things that
Right.
make a big impact.
Yeah. And I love that you brought up handshake, because it is so true that if I'm at a network event and I shake somebody's hand and it's not like, I mean, I don't want them to like break my hand, but if it's not a firm shake, I look at them and I'm like, oh, you need some work.
Isn't it so incredible that and it's funny, I'll have to tell you a little personal story. When my daughter's 24 now, but when she started dating and she would introduce her boyfriends to me, like I would always like go and shake their hands, and it was always a good, strong, firm handshake. And it was years later that she told me that she would warn them that I expected a strong, firm handshake.
Well, that's so funny, because, well, I'm like, she shouldn't have warned them, because then that would have been a telltale sign whether or not they were actually like, like how they actually are as a person in some ways.
Exactly.
Like,
Exactly.
that's so funny. Oh my God, that is. But you know what it is? It's like those lessons that you teach. And I remember somebody saying this to me once, that your hands make a first impression. And I mean, and I'll say, like, when I was in high school, I used to bite my nails, right? Like, I mean, and had no confidence. Like, I was like the most insecure human being on the face of the planet. And it took, years of working at it, right? But when somebody said that to me about my hands, it was like that mental note, I stopped biting my nails. It was like, oh, okay, shit. And I remember shaking somebody's hand and make, oh, I don't want to be embarrassed.
Right.
And I will also say, like, I have to say, and I'm a firm believer, like, your values, but also how you show up and present. I'm sure you talk to your clients about this. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on a great suit, but you have to feel confident in your skin and in the clothes that you have on your back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love everything that you just said.
But it's interesting too. Like I find like as you're working with people and you're talking about being that leader, right? You get their core values. What do you do after that? Like, how do you help them stay that leader of themselves?
Well, okay, so I always start with that custom career roadmap because that's again, it's very tactical, and that's where you really learn how to gain that confidence. When I'm working with clients that want to maintain or stand out or elevate, then we switch to high performance coaching. And with high performance coaching, what I usually do, it's like 12 different sessions with 12 different topics. And so each topic, it's almost like a discovery conversation, every single topic. So we'll talk about clarity, energy, influence, persuasion, productivity. And with each one of those topics, I ask a series of questions, and based on they could say, so for example, I was talking to a woman and she said, my little job. And I was like, okay, stop. Let's talk about why did you say little? And she didn't even realize that she said little job. And we had a whole conversation. So sometimes I always have like a series of six or eight questions. And for that one, we spent pretty much the rest of the conversation talking on that one thing. So it's the old, quote or phrase that we use, like peeling back the onion. And so I have 48 different topics. So I could go on for an entire year with a client and we will never repeat the same topic. And it's so the next session of so those are like the core values starting, and then the next session are the charge, and we talk about your life and caring and competency and things like that. So that's how we keep, or I keep people in that elevation, constantly elevating their knowledge about themselves. And it's never ending, as you well know, with personal development. It's not just a once and done. You could have dealt with something and then it pops up again and you have to deal with it or discover it again. So it's just a constant development.
Yep. And I'm glad that you just said that it comes back again. I want you to understand, like listeners, that's a huge thing. Things that we work on, they don't go away. They're still here and it's part of the journey.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And this will be a little bit of a tangent, but I do a lot of meditation and energy work. And, through energy work, you do, healing of, your different situations in your life. And it's so interesting because sometimes you think that you're done with that situation with your sister or brother or whatever. And you're like, okay, it's done. I'm good with it. And then some little thing happens and you're like, darn it, now I have to work on that again. So I do a lot of meditation, Joe Dispenza meditation. So that's part of my work. I don't necessarily do that with my clients, but I do talk about they need to feel their feelings to be able to elevate to the next level.
Yeah, and it's funny, because sometimes you don't realize what something is going to be the trigger. You think that you're done with that trigger, or you think that you're done with with that demon or
Yes.
in there, but it comes back to haunt us, and we need to actually, sort of look at that again. So for our listeners, I mean, I love this, if you had to say to somebody, if you're not feeling that confidence and you need to elevate yourself or find that voice, what are the top three things that you would suggest that they start with?
Well, okay, so I'm gonna kind of go back to a story, and you had kind of asked me this, and I didn't like fully answer it, but I started my journey when I was 40 years old. I was in the corporate world, and I was already a high performer. I had gone through this terrible divorce. All that was done. I was able to focus on my job, and then I ended up with being the sole custodian for my two little kids, so I needed to make more money. And the only way that I knew how to do that was to get promoted. I'm like, okay, how can I get promoted? So I started working on myself, and then once I was a high performer, I noticed that younger people than I that had been there less time were getting promoted. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And so I finally went and I spoke to one of the executives, and I said, hey, I'm interested in, moving into leadership. And they said, really? And I said, yeah, really. What do you mean, really? I'm a high performer. And they're like, you never said anything. And those four words are part of my signature talk because they were transformative words. So, one of the first things that you can start doing, and by the way, I got promoted. So the rest of the story is that I got promoted within like 3 or 4 months from there, and then I stepped into management. And then it took me about 3 years to get a really good footing on the job. And then at 3 years, I started campaigning for me. I started working on myself. I started talking to all the senior executives and saying, hey, you know what? I'm interested in doing something bigger. I don't know what it is, but how did you do your journey and what advice can you give me? So that's one thing.
Right. Ask. Sorry, I don't mean to be like, but
No.
that's like, but that is so important. That is so important. I'm just going to go back. When you said that that executive said to you, you never said anything. Is that meaning that you never said where you wanted to go, or that because you didn't know what you wanted in a career and you never offered that you wanted more?
Well, my assumption was that they would just notice my hard work. And I literally thought, I'm like, okay, I'm a high performer. I'm backing up my team. I'm training people. I know the system. I'm a go-to person. That right there is going to get me a promotion. And I just assumed that my work would speak for itself. And when he said, you never said anything, is because I never intentionally said something to my manager, the senior manager, whatever, that I was interested in stepping into leadership. And so that was like an eye-opening experience for me, because then the next time around, I started telling everybody. So that's why I say I started campaigning for me. So some of the things that I did is I started literally, I went to the library. I looked at all these different resources. There's a wonderful book that they publish every single year. It's called What Color Is Your Parachute? And I did every single exercise in that book. I had my brother-in-law interview me, my sister interview me, so on and so forth. So, three things that I would say people can do. First of all, figure out what you really want and share that with your leadership team, not just your manager, but the leadership team. The second two are going to be kind of what I said already. One is try to network with senior leaders in your organization and ask them, how did you do it and what advice can you give me? And then the third one is meet with five or six of your peers and say, you know what, I'm trying to develop myself. I give you permission to be honest. What do I do well and what can I do better? And what those three things do is they start helping you see yourself from the eyes and the perspective of other people. And then you know what to work on. Because if you don't do these interviews or these inquiry conversations, then how are you going to know where to begin? Like it's impossible for you to see yourself the way other people see you. So that's where I would start.
I absolutely love that. And one thing that I want you to listeners, really take away from this, there's two things. Number one is ask and talk to people. And if you're having a hard time with the leadership within your own company, ask other leaders in a outside of it. It's one of the greatest things that I think about LinkedIn. If you haven't, or other people that you know, go to go find those people. And I love what you said, again, also talking to other people, the 5 to 6 people, to ask them what your good, bad, and ugly is, right? Because your direct manager, hopefully you've had reviews and have some kind of constructive criticism or constructive conversations. But they are only one person with obviously with two eyes. They see you one way, and that might be great, or it might be that the person's an ass and could be completely, terrified of you, or what, I don't know, whatever that, verbiage. And so asking other people that are your peers is so important.
Yeah, and actually, I want to bring up when I was, when I was 40 years old and I was like speaking to a senior leadership, I'm certain that I had said to my direct manager, "Hey, I want to be considered for leadership." But the gentleman that I had lunch with, it was my boss's boss's boss. So it was two levels above from my manager. And once I had a conversation with him, that's when things happened. So it's very important for you to, like you said, be able to disseminate that message, to tell as many people as you can what are you interested in. But it kind of goes back to knowing yourself. What do you want? What is it that you're striving for in that company? And if you're not engaged in that company, having a conversation, or yeah, if you're not engaged in your job, having a conversation with your manager, say, okay, what can I do? How can I be excited and engaged in the job that I'm doing? So there is so much that people can do to advance in their careers. Yes.
And I actually want, I think something that's also really important. I don't think going to your direct report's boss's boss is not going over their head when you're having an informational interview or informational conversation about, hey, I want to, it me saying, if I'm talking or walking up to up and I say, hey Joe, I'd love to have, get some of your time. Could we either have coffee or lunch? I want to talk, I'd love to talk to you about how you got where you are, your career path, and the company and where I see myself. I mean,
Absolutely,
most
absolutely.
people, it's you're not doing something behind your manager's back. You're doing it so as a it's all about the company, and if they're all team players, it should not matter.
Exactly. Yeah. And I told my manager, and my manager's manager knew. So they were all on board and they encouraged us, like they, what do they say? Like skip seniority lunch or whatever, where you skip, from your boss to their boss or whatever. But yeah, to your point, it shouldn't be a big deal that you talk to the other senior leaders at all.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's I think it's really important. And if that is a problem, that's a flag. Just to let you know, I think that's a flag.
Agreed.
Right. So Rosie, you have so I mean obviously we could talk so many for hours about this because I think, confidence is so important with women and men in the workplace, but obviously women they're I feel like we're on this like cusp of extra greatness, but how can our listeners learn more about you, what you offer, connect with you, and take advantage of what you offer?
Yeah, thank you for that. So the easiest way is just to go on my website. My website is No Woman Left Behind, and woman is WOMAN, nowomanleftbehind.com. And I do have right on there, I do have a link to take a promotion readiness quiz, and that kind of goes along with the custom career roadmap. And it's so interesting because a lot of times what I tell, and I also have a membership, so I tell my members, through this promotion, readiness quiz, you'll kind of figure out what you need to start working on. But I want people, women, to be promotion ready. So if that big job opportunity opens up, I don't want you to be scrambling, oh my gosh, I have to update my resume and I have to figure out what to say, on the interview. I want you to be promotion ready. And by doing the custom career roadmap, you will be promoted promotion ready, and you will be a candidate that is super prepared. Obviously, I can never guarantee that you're going to get a job, but I can guarantee that you're going to be ultra prepared for that interview.
That's awesome. All right, so listeners, do me the favor, go to Rosie's website. I will have the link to that in the show notes here, but please go to go to her website, connect with her. She's doing amazing things here and helping women just soar. And men, you can take tips from this too. Trust me. So do me the favor again, connect with Rosie, and then please do me the favor and share this episode with a friend or a colleague who you think actually could learn from this. Because if we can help other people be more confident and help them get that next promotion, we're doing something really good. And then also hit subscribe because we want to make sure that you get all the great episodes of Unstoppable Success. I'm your host, Jacqueline Schumacher, and thank you, Rosie, for being an amazing guest. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Unstoppable Success podcast, where we don't just talk about growth, we leap toward it. If something today lit a fire within you, sparked a new idea, or gave you the extra push forward, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode and podcast with a friend, colleague, or fellow high achiever. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, connect with me, Jacqueline Strominger, at leaptoyoursuccess.com for coaching, community, and your next bold move. Keep leading with intention, keep building your network with purpose, and most of all, keep leaping, because you were meant to be unstoppable.